Limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
As the week began, so did Houston Texan J.J. Watt's efforts to raise $200,000 for Texas flood relief on a YouCaring page. Less than a day later, the pro football player's initial goal had been exceeded, and a day later, it had raised a couple million. So he set a new goal of $4 million. That was exceeded by Tuesday evening. Come Wednesday morning, $5 million had been raised.
I have no clue how big this thing can get, how much money we can raise.
Watt says all the money will go directly to the people of the Houston area who need help after the history-making disaster. Meanwhile, the Texans' preseason finale against the Cowboys on Thursday has had to be moved from Houston to Arlington. Defense Secretary James Mattis is putting the brakes on President Trump's directive banning transgender people from joining the U.S. military while the order remains under review. Mattis says the current policy on transgender troops will remain in place while a panel of experts from the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security review the president's order. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The Pentagon says it's not ruled out airstrikes against a convoy of ISIS fighters that's been making its way across Syria. Those 600 fighters were granted safe passage out of Lebanon and into eastern Syria by the Lebanese army, Hezbollah, and the Syrian army. The ISIS fighters are traveling with their families in buses and old ambulances. In exchange, ISIS is returning the bodies of 9 Lebanese soldiers who'd been taken prisoner 3 years ago. Washington with harsh words for this arrangement. Colonel Ryan Dillon, a spokesman for the American-led coalition, says ISIS is a global threat and that the U.S. will be monitoring that convoy. Meanwhile, a Queens, New York man arraigned yesterday in federal court for allegedly trying to offer material support to ISIS. Terry McCready reports.
Authorities say Parvez Ahmed of Ozone Park was deported from Saudi Arabia on Monday as he tried to enter Syria to join the militant group. He was arrested at Kennedy Airport. If convicted, Ahmed faces 20 years in prison.
A report on the economy and how it's been doing when it comes to adding jobs. The report from Moody's Analytics and private payroll giant ADP showing 237,000 new jobs were filled in August, the biggest jump in 5 months. The private sector report often provides a good preview of the Labor Department's monthly jobs report. That one for August is due on Friday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy.
visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, this entire episode is about raising awareness on mental illness and discussing the challenges and the triumphs of those struggling with either depression, anxiety, or bipolar disorder. I'm super excited about today's show because we have very special guests in the studio with us. Coming up, we're going to have Raymond King and Jason B. in, and there's an incredible movie called Donovan. We saw it. We saw it on a grand opening red carpet event. We're going to talk about it. It talks about bipolar. But before we get to our special guests, I just want to go over these statistics. They're really staggering. Every year, about 18.2% of the adult population in the United States suffers from some kind of mental illness. And, you know, that includes like depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, and a few other things. But it's just crazy, that, no pun intended, to think that we're not paying more attention to this, that we're not pouring more money into this and more resources into helping people that suffer when we have nearly 20% of our population there.
We in primary care and in executive medicine, we call this the sixth vital sign, and that is to do an analysis, a psychological profile to see where people are at. And since we've been doing psychological profiles, they've been so helpful because we can identify addictive personalities, for example, and know that those people cannot be prescribed controlled substances because they can easily get addicted to it, as one example. So mental illness, also psychiatric, psychological care is covered under the Affordable Care Act. Unfortunately, a lot of states didn't implement that yet, even though it was the law. Hopefully in the future it will be implemented because it's just as important as coronary artery disease, diabetes, and so on. It really needs attention.
I agree, and everything that you've said is 100% accurate, very much under-addressed. But on the flip side, I also say in a lot of situations, it's over-treated and over-prescribed.
You know, depression especially.
Depression, especially.
I would say depression.
So, I mean, you know, the statistics on depression, we should identify it and address it, but it doesn't always need the long-term treatment that people get on pet meds and then they just don't ever get off of them, or they're kept on them for whatever, because, you know, statistics are there that most all of us are at some point going to have, you know, a degree of depression. Most everybody will get through it without necessarily needing to be medicated, and those that do, you know, will do it, but there's a degree. I tell everybody there's two types of mental health patients, those that have been diagnosed and those that are going to get diagnosed. So,
true.
You know, which group are you in?
Well, I've told this story before on the air where I went to my OB/GYN several years back. I'd had a really, really bad day, and I had I had four teenage girls in the house, all in high school, so moms out there can totally appreciate this. And he said, so how are you doing? And all of a sudden, I burst into tears. The next thing I know, he's bringing antidepressants into me.
Well, actually, he was sending those home for Walter. He said, okay, I just dealt with his wife. He says, she said there's four other crazy chicks at home. Maybe you should take this prescription, and kind of like intuitively knew you'd give it to him.
Oh, my gosh. This is my life.
I think he was planning on torturing me because he knows very well that the SSRI antidepressants reduce libido. So I think he's trying to get even with me.
This is Walter. He can take any
topic. In the same room?
Any topic. And turn it into sex. I don't know how you do this.
It's a gift. It's a gift.
All right. You guys can't see it as listeners, but I actually brought to the studio a map of the United States to kind of look at the percentage of people with some of these psychiatric disorders, whether it's depression, anxiety, or bipolar disorder. I was happy to announce, being a Texan, that Texas is not the highest on the list, but it's really fascinating to kind of look at those variations and where the states have the highest levels. I'm curious if there could be some environmental causes.
Well, perhaps. Ironically, looking at the map, the percentages for the different, you know, designations don't vary a whole lot. But it, you know, at the high end, you're looking at Maine, Oregon, Washington, Idaho. I mean, states that, you know, typically you think, where was the Unabomber?
Where I thought about that. I looked at the map and I started thinking about where we've seen major events happen.
Yeah.
It's
not what you'd expect. What I would have expected would be the high populous states on, you know, bicoastal type stuff. And they're kind of middle of the road.
With the exception of D.C., it's pretty well up there.
Right. But in general, it's not like it's, you know, black on the two ends and you know, normal on the in the middle of America. It's kind of spread out, but it's some remote areas, Maine and Oregon.
Well, we're going to get into to talking about bipolar disorder with our guests. But before we get to them, I just want to cover anxiety and depression right now, because I have a question I really want your input on. Because I personally think it has a lot to do with it. What do you think that our current busy lifestyle has to do with the amount of anxiety you're seeing in patients and the depression? And even say they have bipolar disorder, they have other disorders. Are you seeing a rise in that or in their ability to control it because of the life we live?
You know, Americans just don't take enough time off. They don't take enough vacations. And when they're at work, they're under incredible pressure to produce. So I don't think there's any doubt that our lifestyle, our work ethic, it's backfiring in many regards. So I think lifestyle has a lot to do with it. Then when you get home, if you have a family, you're taking one child to soccer, another one to baseball, a third one to karate. There's just no downtime. There's no time to think. I don't think there's any doubt that lifestyle plays a large role.
I disagree.
Okay. And why?
Well, you know, in ancient times, you had to worry about invading hordes, locusts, you know, all kinds of plagues and death. Remember, you had a lot of real things to worry about. Most people worry about made-up stuff. And I get it. There's people who don't. But most people don't worry about where their next meal's coming from. They got a roof over their head. Things are pretty good. Nobody's going to kick your door down and come in with a sickle and slice your head off. So based on that, it's not bad.
I am speechless. I am speechless.
And that is Dr. Anderson out on a tangent.
No. I had a guy the other day. He's having an anxiety disorder, right? This is a well-compensated guy, and he's having an anxiety disorder. And he says, nobody has to deal with the decisions I have to deal with, these financial decisions and these big companies. But, you know, I make more decisions by noon. And I said, you love your children? Of course I love my children, right? I said, do you kids ever go to bed at night hungry, or do you worry about the fact that, you know, they're not sheltered? Well, of course not. He's got more than ample resources. Like, what the heck do you have to be anxious about? You know, you've got big bank account. You got everything you possibly need. You're creating something to be anxious about. Your basic needs are more than met.
Okay, well, here's the flip side of your argument, right? You're saying all these people have enough money. They don't have to worry about the big things. You can go – you can talk to anyone who's been on a mission or gone into these countries – where they don't have anything. And they will tell you these are the happiest people they've ever met.
My point. That's my point.
But they have things to be worried about. And they don't.
I get it. That's my point is those people have legitimate concerns, and yet they're pretty happy. We have, you know, first world problems, and we're unhappy, anxious, and depressed. It's like, put in perspective.
So what is your solution, doctor?
Get rid of your shoes, live in a mud hut.
Move to Nairobi.
Yeah. Start growing your own stuff out in the backyard. No, it's keep it in perspective. I mean, you got to reel it back in. And, you know, one of the terms, I had a patient tell me, she's like, isn't that nice that you have a first world problem? Yeah. And the issue I had, it wasn't a bad
thing. So what you're really saying is put it in perspective and be grateful for what you have.
I would say the key is be grateful every morning.
I love that key. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is the time we find something in the news that shocks us, or we're shocked that it made the news. We talk a lot about celiac disease here on the show because we have two people on the show that deal with this all the time with gluten. But listen to this, Dr. Anderson, because you're always like, what's with all these celiacs? It's like they got their own club, right? So new research shows that the rise of celiac disease is up, but it may be due to a virus that kind of goes unnoticed. So a lot of you know about these viruses, rotavirus, you know, you get diarrhea, whatever. Norovirus is kind of the common cold. But there's a new symptomless virus called the reovirus. And reovirus, if you have it and you eat gluten when you have it and you have the genetic abnormality to possibly get celiac disease, boom, you turn it on. And this was, it's published all over. It's great news, great information, because we couldn't figure out why so many people were getting celiac disease. Now we know. Okay, we're going to be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk in depth about bipolar disorder. We have Raymond King in with us. We also have Jason B., who's the lead on a new movie called Donovan.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
If you're just tuning in, the whole show today is about challenges and triumphs of mental illness. So excited about our upcoming interviews with Dr. Raymond King and the lead and producer of a new movie called Donovan. And, you know, this movie, we saw it in the premiere. It's absolutely fantastic, and I'm super excited to have him on. We're going to talk about bipolar coming up.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience with exceptionally accurate results. Previously, we discussed data that from Harvard showing that if you transfuse young blood into old beings, that it could restore youth. Now we're talking about the fact that bleeding, a little phlebotomy for your Alzheimer's patients, can actually improve symptomatology.
Really?
So it's talking about total body iron stores. And so when total body iron stores go up, there's some linkage with it can cause inflammation in the brain, which leads to the neurofibrillary tangles, et cetera. So one of the treatments they're exploring for Alzheimer's patients is phlebotomy.
So does the iron bond with the plaques? Like, what's the...
I'm not bright enough to know that, and it didn't say it in the article. So.
just curious. That's fascinating.
But Dr. Gammon's biting at the bit over here. He has some insight.
Okay, what is it?
I have two words to say to you.
Uh-oh.
I disagree.
Really? You don't think phlebotomy can help?
He's just disagreeing because he feels cantankerous today. All right, we have in the studio with us, we're super excited to have Dr. Raymond King on with us, and Jason B. Jason B. is a lead and also the producer of a new movie called Donovan, and we were lucky enough to see it. It's a real eye-opener on bipolar. And before we get to you, Jason, I want to talk to Raymond real quick. How did you get involved? I mean, we've known you for a long time. Raymond's our entertainment attorney. He's been absolutely fantastic in a lot of... He's a doctor and he's an attorney, by the way. You know, that's what they do with the really smart guys. So what got you involved with this movie? I mean, at what point did you say, I want to do this?
That's a very good question. I was attending the USA Film Festival that was at the Angelica, and that's where I coincidentally met Jason B. And during that time, he... at any film festival, you meet so many people. He was one of the people that I met and followed up with. I followed up with him, and he showed me the script, and he had already started casting, and he had written this wonderful script. I was impressed with the script, and I told him that I wanted to help produce it with him. So I talked to one of my business partners, Mr. David Visser, and he and I jointly became executive producers for the film.
So executive producer means you pretty much threw your money at it and then got really involved, right? Is that a fancy name for we threw our money at it and we said, hey, we want to take this project on?
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it wouldn't have come to light if it wasn't for you having the insight by reading that script and saying, hey, this is something that should come to light. Now, is there something that triggered you? Because you probably got approached to a lot of people at the film festival. Was there something that you said why you liked it? I mean, why you felt this was a good crusade for you?
Well, for a number of years now, I've been involved with a lot of local charities, and one of the things that was puzzling me was how could I benefit a charity but also increase filming activity in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? And I'd specifically been looking for scripts or films that had some kind of angle that could somehow be partnered with a charitable initiative and use that as the genesis of a business model that helps to fund the film or promote the film through cooperation and collaboration with charitable entities
and
with
nonprofits. And the awareness. So
yes.
So it's like a win-win. You
yes.
know, I love the idea. Dr. Gammon, I was curious, when we went to see it, I know we've talked about it for a long time, but what would you like to give first impression about this movie?
This movie, in so many ways, gave such an accurate depiction of the bipolar disorder and the havoc it can wreak, not only in families, but in the patient or the person him or herself. So I thought it was brilliantly done, and it showed, you know, Jason in a way where he seemed like a pretty normal guy.
Jason's Donovan.
Yeah, Jason plays Donovan. Donovan looked like sort of a normal guy, a caring father.
Anybody's neighbor,
the guy next door. And it just shows how you can slip down into things. So, Jason, you did brilliantly. Why did you decide to do this movie, Jason?
Well, in the tail end of the 90s, I was going through some stuff. And long story short, I was diagnosed with bipolar. And so... skip many years later, I was looking for something to – a way to share parts of my story, but more importantly, to reach people in a way to let them know that, A, you're not alone. B, it's okay to ask for help. And C, it's okay to talk about it. And that was really my main goals whenever I started writing this movie. And from then, it just became something way bigger than that. So,
now, in the movie, your character used a lot of alcohol. And in my experience, a lot of bipolar patients use alcohol as a self-medication to try and calm themselves down.
Yeah.
Did you find that in yourself?
Oh, absolutely. The alcohol, some of the self-abuse, it's to a point where, for me, my mind would be racing so fast that I couldn't calm it down, and I would look for anything to get to that point where I could settle. And through either alcohol abuse or sharp pain, that was the only way I could focus on something before I really realized what was going on. And most of that was before the diagnosis.
So when you would go to sleep, was your mind racing then too? I mean, was it just seems like it was always on? And you had to hit the pause button some way?
Yeah, but there was no pause button to hit. So it was just this constant running that I didn't know how to slow down until I got the help that I needed.
So when a doctor first came to you and said, Jason, I think you have bipolar disorder, what was your reaction? Did you accept it or did you just think that was just a crazy idea?
I didn't think it was a crazy idea, but there was a lot of denial. I remember walking out of the doctor's office and thinking to myself, you know, my whole life, has this been a lie? How can I move forward and trust this brain that has obviously betrayed me? And that was a big hurdle for me to get over that took many years to get through.
And in the movie, much as I find with my patients, a lot of times patients go off treatment because, ironically, they're on treatment, so they feel good. And they think, well, why do I need treatment?
I don't have this.
Did you find the same thing?
Sometimes I still feel that way. So, yes, I do. I find that a lot.
So I think the reason this movie works so well is because you wrote it. You were there through the whole thing, directing it and such. And you did it so well because you experienced it. You lived it. I've seen movies where they try to capture mental illness and they miss the mark.
I knew that if I wanted to do this story any justice, I had to be 100% honest with myself and authentic to the script. And so while it was challenging, it was also, you know, cathartic and helpful, and hopefully it reaches some people that need to hear it too.
I want to talk more about this when we get back from the break. I want to remind all our listeners, take the survey. That's how we stay on in your area. You can go to stayyoungamerica.com. There's a link there. And we're doing something that we haven't done, and we probably will stop pretty soon. So if you want to take that survey, now's your chance to get a free sample of the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. That's Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. We can't keep it on the shelves, but you can get a sample of it for free just for taking that survey at Stay Young America. Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Raymond King and Jason B. about this movie Donovan and about bipolar disorder.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republican from Texas John Cornyn saying he received a phone call from President Trump in which the president assured him,
whatever you need, whatever the state of Texas needs, we're there for you. And I really appreciate his call and his presence here.
Cornyn referring to the President and First Lady's visit to Corpus Christi yesterday when they surveyed damage from hurricane-turned-tropical storm Harvey. That storm is dumping rain on the Gulf Coast still after making landfall in Louisiana today. The storm is expected to weaken finally as it moves across that state and into Arkansas. But in Houston, it could be a devastating situation for weeks or even months.
So we're not done with the flooding, even if the skies are clear.
Houston's mayor speaks as evacuations and rescues continue in and around his city. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, don't forget, at the end of this and every single show we do, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Write this number down, 844-WELL-100. We're visiting with Dr. Raymond King and also Jason B., and we're talking about mental health issues, the challenges and the triumphs that go along with mental health. And Jason played Donovan in the, which is the lead in this incredible movie called Donovan. The doctors and I attended the red carpet event at the Angelica in Dallas when it opened. And Raymond King here is one of the executive producers. But one of the cool things about you, Raymond, I mean, okay, first of all, you guys got to know who's listening to that. Raymond's a doctor. He's also an attorney. And he's also an actor because he plays the doctor in the show, the psychiatrist, and does a great job at that. I mean, it was funny because we're at the premiere, and the second you hit the screen, you hear the audience go, yay! They're kind of clapping. You had all this support in the audience. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. But tell us what that was like for you to kind of play that role on the big screen.
It was very exciting. First of all, this was my first role to play ever in a feature film. I had been in a couple of short films before, just actually a few months before we actually started filming. But when I started working with Jason and I realized that this was going to be an ultra-low-budget film, it was either me or Keanu Reeves. And
he was a little more expensive? Just a little bit?
We had the budget and we could afford me. But I had about 24, 25 pages of dialogue to learn, and it was quite a challenge. And I owe a lot of it to some of the acting coaches that I worked with, particularly Nancy Chartier and Glenn Morshauer, who I've studied acting with, and they were very instrumental in helping me to prepare for this role.
Raymond, I have to say, I was so pleasantly surprised. You were really good. Really good.
It's true. He actually turned to me in the middle of the show, goes, he's good. He's good. He's doing a great job. Yeah, it was nice.
I had a lot of practice as an actual medical doctor. I practiced medicine for 10 years in Oklahoma City until the Oklahoma City bombing happened about six blocks away from my clinic. And then the week after the bombing is when I applied to law school. And basically that following year, I was seeing patients 5 days a week, and then four nights a week, I went to law school. Second year of law school, I got married. Third year of law school, we had our first child during finals week.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me. I didn't know that part, that you had your second child during finals.
Yeah, and in the delivery room is where I told my wife that I wanted to leave medicine for good.
Oh, boy.
Which was did that go over well?
It was bad timing. She actually thought I was kidding, But the following year, I was working in a big firm in Dallas representing a healthcare system. And I stayed in the big firm until 2004. And when I left, a large number of clients followed me, many large physician groups. And with those groups, I started forming a lot of healthcare companies, healthcare corporations. The other thing, too, is I had worked my way through college and medical school as a professional magician. So I'd been doing magic since I was eight, so I've had a lot of entertainment background, and I think that's the reason why after I formed my own law firm that a lot of entertainers, singers, performers started coming around, and before I knew it, half my practice was entertainment law, and the other half was corporate healthcare.
So, Jason, what was it like working on the set and kind of, just to change gears a little bit, reliving some of that? I mean, I know it's one thing to write it down and being an author, and I'm about to have a memoir come out, but being an author, there's certain things you go through when you write it down, but I can't imagine what you go through when you act it out.
Well, that's part of the great part about being an actor, too, is that it actually helps bring that authenticity to the role and to the performance. And for me, as an actor, I have to be 100% committed to whatever it is I'm saying on paper and bring it out there. So I don't want to say it was easy, but it was easier for me to step into these shoes because I had lived it and I could relate to it. And again, with that authenticity, if I wanted to do a story justice, I had to be 100% honest with it.
Now, doesn't your son play the younger you?
Both my sons are in it. My son plays the younger me, and my youngest son plays my son in the film Evan.
That's right. After the preview, there was a kind of question answer with the cast, which was a lot of fun. But I remembered one of your sons, the one that played the younger you, saying that it was a real eye opener. He had a lot of respect for you, and it was a real eye opener to see what his dad went through. And I thought, that's cool. That is awesome, because it's so real, the whole bipolar, the way you portray what really happened. It's so real that it's almost a little frightening. And for a kid to be able to grasp it, you must have great kids.
Yeah, they're awesome, yeah. And they're very insightful and wise beyond their years. You know, obviously, the younger one couldn't be there because the content was a bit over the top for him.
Right.
So he knows little bits and pieces of what I show him whenever I was editing, but I didn't let him see the whole movie. My parenting questions, my skills be in question for sure.
So you're putting yourself out there in a way that most people would never do. I mean, it's an open book movie. I mean, you really put it out there. How did you feel sitting there knowing everyone in the audience has seen your life on the screen?
Yeah, I never really even thought about it because I had watched the movie about 500 times and editing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that really didn't cross my mind. And to me, the bigger thing here is reaching people that need to hear this message. You know, for me in the beginning, it was so hard and I felt very isolated and alone. Like I was the only one person going through this, even though I know I'm not. So for me, the bigger picture here is to reach other people that need to know that they're not alone and get to those people. And, you know, at the end of the day, we all have something, whether it's a mental illness, physical challenge, learning disability, being a Scorpio, whatever it is, that we have to fully embrace to give 100% of ourselves to our loved ones. And that's what this movie became about, was something for everyone.
So people that are listening right now that are dealing with bipolar, or they have a relative or a coworker, somebody in their life that's bipolar, chances are they probably know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to DonovanTheMovie.com.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So DonovanTheMovie.com, and they can download the episode?
Yes.
There's a way to purchase it? Or
right. The film is available on digital download through DonovanTheMovie.com. We're working on getting our DVD orders back. So if you want a physical copy, it's going to take a couple more weeks to get those around. But the digital download is available now.
Now, very quickly, when you were first being treated, were you misdiagnosed at first? Were you put just on regular antidepressants? How did that all go?
I was actually misdiagnosed as ADD as a child. So whenever all this really started unraveling, I didn't even think about it. When I went to the doctor, I was clearly diagnosed bipolar in the beginning. So I didn't have to go through the misdiagnosis of depression, which oftentimes leads to even bigger manic episode than you normally would.
Because antidepressants can make you worse.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, by themselves.
Yeah, by themselves.
So I guess the message here, both from you, Jason, and from me, is if you are a listener and you've been on multiple antidepressants and you're not getting better,
please see your mental health provider and ask them, do I have bipolar disorder? Can I finally get on the right medicines? And don't be bashful about it. Bipolar is easily treated with medication, and people can do very, very well.
Yeah, and there's different degrees of bipolar. You know, there's some that are very, very manic and very, very depressed. And so those are more classic. But then there's type 2, and then now there's even a sub-bipolar category. But people need to understand what they're dealing with so they can deal with it effectively.
And oftentimes I think that's why there's a misdiagnosis, because bipolar patients tend to go look for help when they're in a depression spell.
Right.
And that's the only side the doctors see. So it's very important to fully explore that.
I got a question for Dr. Gammon and Anderson. Those health assessments that you do, does it pick up on bipolar?
It actually will. So, I mean, it doesn't make the diagnosis. I mean, these are a series of, I think there's 50 questions in there, and we have them do them on an iPad. And so it's relatively quick. And all it's meant is a screen. So it's kind of one of those, if somebody scores low zeros and not anything, you can set them aside.
Right.
You really don't have to deal with it. If it's positive, then it needs further evaluation.
Okay, good answer. All right, when we come back, we're going to play Medical Mania Trivia. And get your pen ready, because we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of this and every single show. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, this entire episode's been focused on mental health issues, the challenges and the triumphs. We've been so fortunate to have some great guests in the studio with us. And don't forget, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of this and every single show. So write down this number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today we have Candace. She's calling in from Texas. Candace, thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for coming on to play Medical Mania Trivia.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so here's how it's going to work. You probably know because you listen to the show. We're going to go down the list, ask you questions. We don't expect you to get them all right, but if you do get them right, then you're going to be playing for prizes, and you're going to have a chance to win some age support multivitamins. And if you're really good, you can get some Lifeline stem cell cream.
All right.
All right.
Feeling lucky.
Feeling lucky? Okay.
Well, hopefully smart, not just lucky. All right, Candace, true or false? Babies are born without kneecaps.
I'm going to say true.
Oh,
it's true.
She's
not
feeling
born with
lucky.
Kneecaps, they ossify somewhere between the ages of 2 to 6.
And we have a special guest in the studio with us. We have Jason B. He's going to give you your next question. So it's not every day that you get asked a question by a lead actor in a feature film, but you will today.
Hi, Candace.
Hi.
So how many muscles does it take to take one step? 226 or 200?
200.
Very good.
Woo-hoo! Oh,
yay!
Wow.
You're 2 for 2. You are lucky.
Okay, Candace, here's the next one. This is a very interesting question.
It's a hard question.
What is the strongest muscle in the body? The strongest muscle in the body.
It's not what you think.
Your tongue?
What?
That's right. Well, she's a woman, so she knows.
Some people's tongues are stronger than others because they use them a lot, right? Oh, did you just say that about women? You can't say that about women on the air. Okay, ladies, was, don't call, it, don't write.
It was Jason. It was Jason.
What? Jason did it. Dr. King's going to ask you the next one. Dr. King is probably the most agreed guy in the whole room, so no pressure there.
Okay.
The female human is capable of giving to birth to how many babies maximum in one lifetime? 12, 22, or 35?
There's shows with lots of babies on them. So let's go. What was B?
There's no show like this.
Now I'm going to go with C. Crazy.
It is. It's 35.
Is correct.
I want to know how they came up with that. Is that like them having triplets every single year of their childbearing year? I mean, come on.
And who holds that record?
That's right. How do they know that? I agree.
And can they walk?
And in this day and age, you got to count on about how many eggs they, you know, gave away too, right?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Last one. You are almost at 100%. If you get this one right, you're going to get both the age support multivitamin of the Stay Young vitamin line and some Lifeline stem cell cream. Here you go.
Okay.
If you're standing on your head and you swallow food, will your food still reach your stomach?
Yes.
We saved the hardest one for last. That's very good. You know what? You might actually have to come back for the showdown because we rarely get people to get 100%. Very good, Candace. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for playing. Keep listening to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. I want to talk about the movie Donovan because I really want people to understand where they can get it. So DonovanTheMovie.com, they can download it there, and there's some DVDs that are coming in that they'll be able to buy the DVDs or do the download.
Right.
And if you were saying you should watch this, how would you say you should watch this as a couple? You should watch this in your family. You should watch it alone. What are your thoughts on that?
I probably wouldn't bring in young children.
Right.
But I would put this around the PG-13/R rating.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly
it's very realistic.
Yeah, and it had to be. It had to be raw and gritty and realistic. And but you know, as far as couples versus family, I don't know. You know, however you enjoy watching movies, the best.
What would you say, Dr. King, as far as like if there's somebody listening, they're in charge of an association or maybe they have a club or something where they're dealing with maybe mental illness or what kind of people are you looking for to do film viewings and such?
Absolutely. Mental health professionals or any charities, nonprofits that deal with mental health and brain health issues. I believe this is something that easily could be shown or shared with all the members in either an association or the patrons of the charity or any even educational institutions that study mental health and brain wellness.
And you can work with them directly to get this set up for a private showing or private viewing. I know here in Dallas we saw the red carpet event up at the Angelica, but there are other theaters like this where private viewings are available.
That's correct. That's correct. And we also plan to expand and do showings and releases in a lot of initially first Texas towns like Tyler, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, and then spread to other states. And at one point we plan to have a premiere in Southern California.
So if we have people listening, and we are on 57 stations across the nation so far. If people are listening right now and they say, I want to get a viewing in my state, can they go to DonovanTheMovie.com and do, is there like a contact us or a way to reach out to you?
Absolutely. The website, DonovanTheMovie.com, will have the links where they can either contact us or they can download the movie, and it has the trailer, it has some outtakes and some special features that you'll be able to access once you download the film.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio, and it's really good to cover this topic. I think it's been thrilling, and I think people should definitely go to DonovanTheMovie.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Well, speaking of bipolar disorder, it's time for Dementia Defender.
The ultimate bipolar Dementia Defender.
Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call. 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333.
I have to tell you, we've got a lot of feedback on that. People are doing really, really well on that procedure.
Judy, are you ready for the riddle?
I'm ready.
Here it goes. What has roots as nobody sees? Is taller than trees. Up, up, up it goes, and yet never grows. Let me repeat that. What has roots as nobody sees? Is taller than trees. Up, up, up it goes, and yet never grows. Send in your answers.
Okay, don't forget, go to stayyoungamerica.com. You can fill out the contact us form under Dementia Defender, or you can call us toll-free at 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. Here's the deal. You got to get it right, and you got to leave in your name and your address and your phone number in case we can't understand you and you need to clarify your address. If you get it right, we're going to send you out a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. If you get it wrong, you'll get a postcard from me saying, thanks for playing. We appreciate you, and keep listening and keep playing. Dr. Anderson, you want to give a shout-out real quick to our military?
Well, of course, we have military around the world and here domestically listening to our radio show. We appreciate you listening in live and on our iPods, iTunes cast. We appreciate all that you do for us.
Absolutely. Okay, stay young, stay healthy. We'll see you next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire
family. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Senseless.
No violence regarding whatever motive is anyone has the right to shoot at anyone or attempt to take anyone's life.
Reverend Augustus Seeley was shot in the leg and shoulder Sunday outside the First Church of the Nazarene. Police say the church is very open to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community, and that the attack on Seeley is very troubling. The shots were fired from a moving vehicle and apparently left the Reverend with a